The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Good to go, apparently, according to Kingy. This is the Cat Attack Podcast, Season 43, Episode 914, 2024 stock. Can you believe it's 2024, Kingy? It's, in my words, it's quite extraordinary.
Thanks to Kerr's Hire, we're back too.
Yes, there we are.
Jared.
That's it. I was just about to say James, and you happened to fill me in there that it is Jared. He'll be up and about for the Cats, Kingy.
He will be. He'll be up and about very much so. Yes. I think there's some reason for optimism.
Well, there's always all 18 clubs. If you haven't got optimism now, you're in a bit of Barney rubble.
Would you want to be following the Eagles or North Melbourne though?
Well,
the only good thing about the Eagles is watching Harley Reid.
Well, I think North Melbourne aren't going to do any huge damage this year, but I quite like them. I've said this before; they're my second team. I think they've got a good midfield.
Sheasel and Wardlaw and
Davies Uniacke. They've got some good players north. So, but all is not doomed. They'll win some games this year north. But yeah, the Cats are. I don't know what to, I honestly don't. We say this every year, Kingy, don't we, about the Cats? I don't know what to make of them. What they're going to do? Really, got no idea. I know that they're pretty fit. I mean, I know all clubs, that's a cliche, every club is fit, but they've got a fit list.
Yep.
They don't have too many injuries, if any.
Gary Rowan's the only one who's a little bit behind.
Well, he's always...
But he had some off-season surgery, so...
Right.
He was last...
On what?
It's lower leg, so I don't know whether it was a foot or... it's definitely lower limb. He was running laps last week. Media got to watch a little bit of training last week, and while majority of the group were doing stuff, he was jogging... running, yep. Walking laps. So, I have spoken to somebody that said, don't rule him out of round one, but it is now only 5 weeks away.
So he's going to be behind.
I would suspect.
Well, I mean, if that's you going in with just one player at the moment, that's pretty good going.
Yeah, they've got everybody else up and about. Blitzarv's had a bit of a hamstring issue.
Again.
Okay. No, yeah, that was before Christmas. He's okay. Jai Clark.
It's a bit of a concern, though. Ended, got the bad hammy to end the year.
And older body.
Yeah, and he's got another one.
Yeah. Ooh. You're trying to dig in places where you're not going to find much. Jai Clark had his foot stepped on, I believe, before Christmas. Nothing structural, but just enough for them.
Well, he's one we want up and about.
Correct.
We want him to play some games.
Year number two.
Yep.
Yeah, we saw him for a quarter.
And he did a couple of nice little things in that quarter too. But,
yeah,
he's one you'd love to see get a clear run at it. You just hate to see young players get injured and it puts them behind. And he's going to be a big part of the Cats, not this year, but going forward.
There was some match sim this morning and we had a spy there. Some notes. Do you want to give me some of the notes from the match sim on Thursday morning?
Yes, here we go. Love this. I'll write these down, King.
Conway, very impressive.
Loch Ness. He's been sighted early.
Yes.
There's a summer sighting of the Loch Ness Conway.
This is good timing. Shannon Neal looked really good.
Yes.
Now, we have discussed, or I've discussed with Tom Hawkins, whether Neal, Cameron and Hawkins can coexist in the same forward line.
And said to me, Kingy, and I said to you, what did I say to you? I said, Tom Hawkins, being diplomatic, would have said, yes, it could work. And you said, well, he actually didn't.
But he actually, I went back and listened to it, and he said, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. They're not going to say, no, look, that can't work. He's going to have to spend his time in the Scoobs.
Yeah. Well, he can't because he needs to play footy.
He does.
He's played five games in three seasons on the list.
He can't play. You cannot play Hawkins, Neil, and Jeremy Cameron. Jeremy Cameron and Hawkins as great as they are offensively.
So
if they're not great.
So defense. If Conway's your number one ruck, where's Neil playing?
Well, I would. Well,
he's got to play.
Could he be a hybrid? Could they give him a crack at centre back to give him some game time?
No, I think Connor O'Sullivan is very much on the radar
for round one.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they rate him. Well, first round pick.
Yeah, I know, but he's 198 centimetres and he's built like a pull through for 383. In the words of Ian Robertson,
I think that was Robbo's birthday the other day.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, mid-70s now.
Did he have a... He didn't have a plastic bag then, did he?
No, I don't know.
Was it at the old pokies, was he?
Former colleague.
Sort of Clayton Oliver style.
Former colleague of ours.
Do you know Clayton Oliver's biggest downfall?
What's that?
He was playing the Dragon Machine. It never...
Oh, Benny.
It never pays out. He needed to go in the heart so he get the free spins. That's where things have gone awry for him.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure he's got some more issues rather
than... Oh, I'm sure. But that is one of them. That was a pressing one.
Okay. Max Holmes played off halfback in the match sim.
Yeah, we are.
Is Max Holmes playing at Geelong next year, Benny?
Well, we've said this. Can you watch this space?
You were the first person to put Collingwood on the radar and got poo-pooed for it. And now every other media is reporting that Collingwood's interested in Max Holmes. Yeah, funny that.
It is.
Nobody else had mentioned Max Holmes potentially being on Collingwood's radar until you had.
And then if he's not signed by middle of the year, I think Cat fans would be starting to get very nervous. Kingy, I'm not... Look, I know people say I'm negative. Max Holmes is a young player, okay? He came in his... Was it his first season? What was his first or second season? No. What's this? Is his third?
This will be his third.
Third. So his first season, he played some really good footy on the wing, okay, as a wingman. He's got high speed. We saw that in the grand final sprint where he was backed off the map and absolutely destroyed a field in that sprint. He was under a grip. It was like...
This will be his fourth season.
So I reckon it was... Let's say his first and second season, probably into his second season, he had a really good season on the wing, showed promise, wasn't consistent like most players. Third year, suddenly they want to make him an inside midfielder. And his form, he had the odd good game, but he struggled to a degree, which is fine because he's a young player. You expect that. But he added trying to add another string to his bow, and I don't necessarily know that it's a string that he needs to add to his bow.
No.
Why not play? Do you think...
Play him to his strengths?
Yes. And now, in his fourth season, now we're trying to play him in another position.
Because he's not an elite ball user.
He's not. I've said that from day one.
He's not Mitch Duncan.
He's like a Willy Wonka bar. He kicks the Willy Wonka bars. And I'm not a big fan of... It's like you've got that horse that can run. Let it jump and run. Don't try and make it stretch it out to 1,600 when it fights the rider and does everything wrong. It's there to run. It wants to run.
1,100.
Well, 11,050-esque, 800, you know, the saucer.
the 955.
I just don't understand the theory of, okay, the club will say, look, we're teaching him, you know, different things and he's getting a different look at the game, and I understand all that. I'd love to see him just play on the wing and be an elite wingman. What do you think Josh Dacos does?
Plays on a wing and is an elite wingman.
They try and make him half back. They don't try and put him into, you know, they find roles. And that's what I really liked about the Cats, you know, in their heyday. And it was a different team, obviously. But they had players playing the roles that they were suited to.
Yep.
Not trying to fit blokes in to roles that they're perhaps not suited to. And as you say, Holmes is quick. He isn't a great kick. And I think it's a very different game when you're playing behind the ball and having to push it forward. If they're just thinking that his speed is something that they can use, I don't know. And if that's because Tom Stewart is then going into the midfield, I find that staggering.
He was in defence in the match
sim today.
Good,
thank God for that.
Closey played forward. I really like him. I think he's going to... Ted Closey.
Oh.
He's going
to... I thought you said Brad Close. I'm thinking, what is it? Have I been?
Close and Closey.
Right, yeah.
Closey, I think he's going to be an absolute bargain as a Cat B next year.
Yeah.
I think...
Well, he'll be pushing his hand up to play.
You would think.
He'll be a depth player.
Myers spent a little bit of time on ball.
Jeez.
I still think he's connector role.
On ball.
Yeah, a little time. Wasn't a lot. No danger field today, but no issues.
I find that staggering.
Yeah.
Can you ever be flabbergasted in February for footy? I don't think you can be flabbergasted.
Yeah, but it's only match sim though, Benny.
Well, that's fine. But okay, if it's just match sim and they're giving him a little run, that's great. If they start throwing Guy Myers into the midfield and then putting Max Holmes in defence and then putting Tom Stewart in the midfield.
Look, to pinch hit, maybe try and win a game of footy or something like that, go your hardest.
Yep.
But if... I'm sorry, Tom Stewart... There's a reason why Tom Stewart is how many time All Australian?
Five, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a gun.
Yeah.
Don't play him somewhere he's not.
No.
It's obviously they have a huge concern over the midfield.
What? Let's now try and
why didn't the Cats lure anybody in free agency? Trade period.
No, I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't you have thought if they were that desperate that they're starting to put their best player in the midfield and having to get their bloke who finished top three and their best and fairest and put him in the midfield?
Who was available, though?
Well, wouldn't you have thought, I'm just sort of thinking here, wouldn't have Taylor Adams been okay?
Taylor Adams would have been very handy.
Yeah, Sydney got on the front foot. Mm. Yeah, got Taylor Adams. What'd Geelong get?
draft.
Donuts. They actually, the alarm went off and they missed it. You know, it's when you, you know, when you're half asleep and you go like that and you've had a massive night and you're supposed to be somewhere at 10 and it's 11:30 and you think you're too late.
Yeah, but you can't be Geelong might have just gone, you know, it's time to actually go to the draft and pick.
And well, they didn't pick any midfielders.
We did discuss it before Christmas.
Yes. I don't know. I'm confused.
You're always confused. Cam Guthrie looked really good.
Yeah, good.
And that is as... He's
at full forward. He's playing at full forward now as well, which is going to be fantastic.
Dempsey on a wing at half forward, so that high half forward, which I think he'll be suited to. A lot of people like him. You're not convinced. Jury is out for me on Ollie Dempsey.
I'd say Mitch Nevitt over... Dempsey for me. Any word on how Nevitt may have gone or what position he was playing? Yeah, he was playing full back, obviously. And Sam De Koning is now a small half forward
On a wing for Mitch Nevitt.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that. He's one that I can see being an inside mid. He's 193. He's a Joel Corey type dimensions. He's continued to fill out. He's probably, you know, at 90% of his physical maturity now. So he's got the strength and the pre-seasons to actually go and play in the midfield. He's a good mark.
Yep.
Which is, I think, really crucial for an inside mid because you get opportunities to take a mark and he's got sticky fingers. He's one I like. I think could fit that role. I don't think Holmes can. Myers is an out-and-out running machine.
Remember, it's a match sim.
Yeah, between, but let's not have him. If he's in the midfield,
if I see that
I'm going to burn my ticket.
If we see it against Carlton, then you start
going. I'm going to run onto the ground.
You won't be there for the Carlton game, Benny.
All right.
Unless you're coming to Melbourne with me.
No, when is it?
Thursday fortnight.
Is it at night or
no? It's 11:30 during the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I might. I could be. What date's that?
Thursday the 22nd.
I might be a chance king.
Well, if you are, you might as well come and because we're going to broadcast that via KROQFootball.live.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you want in, you better let me know, and the two of us can just call it. Bit of fun. It'll be very laid back. It won't. Don't expect.
Are you allowed to swear on that?
No, we're still bound by
the old rules and regulations, the T's and C's.
Commercial radio codes of practice.
They should be abolished. Any T's and C's are there should be.
They're there to keep people like you under control. But we'll go a bit old school from one of the old commentary boxes at Carlton and have a bit of fun. We're only calling the four quarters of the AFL practice.
Are there 73 quarters of like...
There's going to be eight. Yeah, then there'll be four with mixture of AFL.
When Ernie Rasmussen comes on in quarter seven, you've never heard of him. Yes, right.
There'll be some bloke in the VFL.
Well, they've only got that game and then the game against Essendon, so they'll play...
Yep.
Play quite a few players, I would have thought.
So I caught up with Tom Hawkins, as I touched on during the week, which was fantastic. And he will play, he's planning to play both the Carlton and Essendon games and be ready for round one. And he'll be in better nick at the start of the year
than he was last year.
The fact that he kicked 49 goals last year after a very limited preparation was a...
Oh, he's been an absolute star for the Cats.
Turns 36 in July.
He's been a marvel.
Mm.
And Cameron is at the peak of his powers as the way he's built to 30-31. He's there. I just, like we talk about, how Neil fits in, I've no idea, but I'd love to see him get some games.
The Cats have just got to find enough footy to put it inside 50 to give that forward line the best opportunity. The one that has really stood out pre-season is Ollie Henry.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've been his biggest supporter.
You have
been. He's an absolute gun.
But Hawk doesn't give platitudes. You know, he's not just throwing them out there for fun.
Yeah. He,
unprompted, Ollie Henry.
He's a 55-goal half forward.
Correct.
Yep.
Yep.
He'll have a bad season and kick 45.
He's an upgrade on Gary Rowan. When Gary Rowan's done, which we think will be the end of this year, he's a more than adequate...
He would be like owning a Toyota Corona and then going into the dealership and they say, look, we'll give you 33 cents for your Corona and you can have a lovely new
Beamer
Sportage.
Sportage.
that's the sort of upgrade we're talking. Because Gary Rowan would have still have the knob radio and the lighter where you just press in and it springs back
and,
out
and the choke
and you
choke
just light your mort straight off you as you were driving with the glow on the end of the. He would have had like a plastic steering wheel. He would have had wind up windows. Whereas Ollie Henry. He's got leather seats.
Electric windows.
Electric window. He's got a cooler and a heater on his seat.
Apple Play.
Yeah, he's got all that. He's a serious, like a monstrous upgrade.
Henry's key.
Yeah.
If he can kick 55, he's...
Well, I think he'll... And this is no knock on who's there, but when Hawkins retires... And there's probably a little bit more space in that forward. And that's not a knock on Tom, but that he attracts the ball he has done for 1,000 years. And you kick it to him, why not? But when there's maybe a little bit more freedom, a little bit more space, and maybe a little bit more onus on Ollie Henry, of course he will attract more attention from the opposition, but he will be even better. He's got serious tricks. Jackie's brother is far more, how would you say, he's more dour.
Dour, yeah.
Very good player, but doesn't have the same sort of, I'd say, footy IQ is not the right word. Doesn't have the same talent.
No.
He's got raw talent, Ollie.
Yeah.
More workman like Ollie Henry. Very good.
Yeah.
Jack Henry. But, yeah.
Jack's another important
one. And Tanner Bruin will be one that will just continue to get better.
Yep. So we've had a few questions come off the big footy. Cat to the future. Just one on structure. Raleigh and Kelly apparently have an emphasis on running capacity through the middle this summer. Have you noted any change up in positions for the club's running machines like Dempsey, Nevitt, Myers and Mark O'Connor? Not a huge amount from what I've seen. They will, you know, other than we've touched on Myers in the midfield in that match sim this morning, but they will, you would think they will play to their strengths. And for three of those are high half forwards. Yeah, they're connecting players. Although Dempsey does have the ability to take a mark inside forward 50, but is he going to be required to do that?
He just looks too flighty for mine.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to excite you with one passage of play and then he goes into witness protection for the next three quarters.
I think what we've seen of him has, but I still think we have too small a sample size.
Yeah, possibly.
He hasn't strung enough games together. We need to see him play 5, 6, 7 in a row.
What have you? What's your spy telling you about the Werribee mature age manner that
Sean
they drafted?
Manor. Yeah, he didn't play in the match sim today.
Oh, injured?
No, not an injury. Just what he was running laps. So
must be injured. Surely he'd be playing. He hasn't got time to develop. He's got to make hay while the old sun is just shining.
So the question is, small forward or roll or wing, certain starter or slow burn? I think he's a certain starter because you can't not be it when you're drafted at 26.
He has to earn that.
Yeah, but you don't...
You can't just draft him and then play him because he's been a spud all summer.
But you can't sit him there in the VFL either.
No, I know. That's why the pressure's on, because this will be a little litmus test for the recruiting. If he's not in their best team this year and ends up in the Scooby-Doos, that's going to be a wasted pick.
I have asked the question of the media team at the Cats, where they've got the community camp in Warrnambool next week. And we're going
to next week?
Yeah, we're going to be talking to a few players.
Oh.
And Sean Manners, hopefully, one we're talking to. And that will be something I ask him about. You know, do you feel extra pressure because you're not coming in at 18?
He'll say no.
Of course he will.
I'm just going the process and the structure.
Nevitt big enough for inside bustle.
Have you ever felt any extra pressure, Kingy?
Boy, working with you, I feel extra pressure every time I open a microphone, Ben.
I've had it.
You need to move on. Big enough for inside bustle, Nevitt, or continue wing for running hustle?
Well, he's still very young, so I don't know. You sort of want to pigeonhole him, but I've said before, I think he's one that could play inside mid.
Third season.
Yeah, it's still young for inside mid, so maybe a little bit of both.
Yep.
Maybe switch him in. Don't just make him a permanent one or the other. Give him a little bit of a role in both.
Dempsey wing or medium forward?
I think I don't know that he's got the. I don't know. I'd say he's a half forward. He's one of those exciting half forwards, but exciting is one thing. Consistency. I'd rather take consistency over exciting. Look at Grime Myers. He's not. He's sort of exciting in his own way, but he's become consistent.
Is Closey still training with the defenders? Well, match sim was with the forwards, and he'll become a midfield.
Pressure forward they're making him, are they?
Yep.
Because they realise that with Cameron and Hawkins, defence is the thing that circles the ground. They don't do it. Mm. And that's fine. There's a lot of players who don't. But Ollie Henry probably isn't. It's not. He's more of an offensive player. I don't mean that he smells or that he has a problem. He just plays. His role is to attack.
You're offensive.
Yeah. He plays to attack. Myers doesn't really have the size. He can lay a bit of pressure.
Yeah.
He's not really a tackle pressure. It's more in your face pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Rowan tackles.
Yep.
Stengel, he could do anything really. Yep. Last year he couldn't. I don't think he really cared what happened. To be honest with you, played like that. And the other one is Close. He tackles.
Yep.
So they need somebody there who's probably he's almost quick.
He's a bull, but I wouldn't say he's quick. He's Atkins-like. He'll be Atkins-like with his pressure.
That's what I don't. When you're applying pressure up for, you need to be quick. I think you don't have time to be. Like Atkins can apply pressure in the midfield when he's around the ball, but it's a different kettle of fish when the ball's being rebounded out. You've got to have a bit of leg speed.
Neil, the real deal forward, or will he be stuck as a ruck? Well, he won't be a ruck.
Well, Conway's not. If the Loch Ness Conway, he's not playing every. He's not going to come in and play 15 games.
But Stanley's going to be there as well.
Well, play Neil.
Yeah.
Okay. Play Neil. Play Neil as your ruckman. Give him some game time. I mean, Tommy Hawkins probably has a rest at some point, doesn't he? Jeremy Cameron, the way he plays the game, he'll probably need a rest or get injured at some point. Just, you know, minor injury because he's so courageous. Neil gets a chance to play in the ruck because he's athletic enough. I don't know about his tank, but he's got the skills. He's got, you know, all the attributes to play in the ruck. Don't know if that's where he'll play long term. But then when those guys aren't playing forward, play him up forward.
Parford, is he actually having a breakout pre-season, or is he positionally suited to centre half bench going forward? No, he's going well, Brandon Parford.
He's got a bit to prove.
It's a massive year for him.
So he's one that's we've spoken about him a lot, Kingy. You scratch your head about last year. I've no idea what happened there. He was absolutely horrific.
Couldn't get out of his own way.
Absolutely not. Yet he's played 100 games, mid-20s. He's one you're expecting to take the next level and become a consistent 25-possession midfielder.
Yep.
Can he do it this year? Because that means that then, you know, if you look, okay, let's say rose-coloured glasses, Dangerfield comes in and he's not going to be the Dangerfield of old, but he's Patrick Dangerfield.
Yeah.
You've got Tom Atkins, who's just getting better and better slowly.
Bruin.
You've got Bruin, who's going to be better. You've got Cam Guthrie coming back in. You've got Max Holmes. You've got this young, well, he's not young, but Manor potentially comes in and plays in the midfield. Who am I leaving out there? You've got Nevitt that perhaps comes in and plays in the midfield. Who else have we got? Am I missing any others there?
You've covered off most. Jai Clark.
Jai Clark. So there's eight midfielders. Now, they're all at different stages, veterans, young. But you've easily got something there as a midfield. And then Parfitt. Did we say Parfitt?
Yeah, I think you mentioned
8 or 9. So, and if Parfitt was to step up, he's not going to step up and just be a 12-possession player. He's got the grounding to be a consistent AFL player. So let's just hope he can do it.
Has Stewie trained through the middle in the preseason? He spent some time there, but I don't know. I legitimately don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it needs to anyway.
So common sense prevails.
Yeah. Any words on the Holmes negotiations? We touched on it a bit earlier, as Benny said. If it's not done by mid-season,
If it's not done by mid-season, I'd be starting to get a little bit concerned because he's a key part.
Matthew Jelly, who has her old mate Tim McGrath as his avatar.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Bluey's back coaching too.
The girls at the
South Bowen.
South Bowen, yeah. Yep,
because they got Nealty coaching the...
He was at Amos, wasn't he?
He was.
Coaching at Amos.
And got the Tijuana.
He did. The old...
Unceremoniously got the Tijuana.
That was a bit dull.
Interesting. Will we see the number 14 back in the 22 this year? Yes, you will see Connor O'Sullivan at times this year.
Yeah, well, good on him, but geez, he'd want to be good at 198... Built like a stick, isn't he?
There's not much of him. Yeah. He's put a little bit of size on over summer. But he's going to be... He's 3 years away from
being... I'm confused, though. So you're saying this kid's going to play?
I think this kid will play.
Right. And let's hope he does. I'm not saying one way or the other. But last year, we couldn't play Radigalia and De Koning in the same defence. They had to leave Radigalia out. So how come we can suddenly play this kid?
Don't know. That's the question.
He's 198. I think Radical E was 198. We couldn't play them because it just didn't work, yet we're saying this kid's going to play. So De Koning won't play then?
No, De Koning will play.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
you need two key defenders.
How come they wouldn't play Radical E?
I have no idea.
But yet Chris Scott went on and on about how important he was. Mm. He's in the twos. You weren't actually playing because he can't be important.
Radical E did play 17 games last year.
He did, but they left him out a few games where he was available.
Mm. Not many.
Oh, there would have been three or four.
He missed two or three through injury.
Yeah, there was a couple.
I would say two or three missed maybe where you've gone, should he be in the lineup?
Well, I'm not saying he should have been playing. I'm just saying their philosity was last year that they couldn't play two key defenders.
Who were they playing against? What was their forward line?
They're structure. Have you ever structured up?
Called a daddy. You're an idiot.
I structured up once.
Yeah, did you? Yeah. You're misinstructed, I think. Called a daddy. What do you boys do when it's not footy season? I found this off season was one of the hardest. I was bored out of my brain, and knowing footy's just around the corner has me upbeat.
I masticated a lot across the summer.
How much did you eat?
A lot.
Yeah
I did.
What was your preferred?
Well, do you know what I love?
What?
Do you know what's fantastic?
You know what?
This is completely underrated, but you know what is just fantastic?
What's it?
Fresh white bread.
Yep.
A nice, proper, not one of those horrific thin sausages from the supermarket, but a nice...
Butcher snag.
Yeah, or even a nice snag from the supermarket.
Yeah.
With a little bit of onion, a little bit of mustard, and a little bit of sauce.
Away you go.
Yeah, you'd be nude. I had plenty of those across the summer. A bit of lamb.
We bought two Christmas hams.
Yeah.
Oh, slicing ham off the bone
onto
these multi-grain rolls from this bakery in Echuca. Yeah. Pakenham Street in Echuca.
A for Echuca.
I think it's called 151, Bakery 151, Pakenham Street in Echuca. If you're in Echuca, they're multi-grain rolls. Now, I'm not the healthiest person going around, but these multi-grain rolls were
magnificent.
And then bit of ham, bit of pasta salad.
Yeah.
Bang.
Right.
Oh,
you're set.
Set. That was me for 10 days up on the river.
I worked the whole summer.
Did you?
I had 1 week off.
Right.
That was it.
Any winners in the wild stable?
Yeah, I had a few.
Going okay.
Here we are.
Had a good winner.
Top seven in Victoria.
Had a nice winner at Sandown a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we had two in a row there at Sandown. Took one horse and they both won. One horse 1 week at one. Took one horse.
One was a top weight that tipped me out of a quarter. Thanks very much.
Yeah, that was Acteon.
Yeah.
And do you know who's got a little share in that?
You do.
You're looking right at him. We went shearing when that went over the line.
Hence why you were very happy before and after the race on racing.com.
Yes, I was. I was. I had some sort of nipple erection there on the, which was picked up by fans out in the...
Oh, you cold, were you?
Yeah, I was. People were hanging work shirts on the telly. So,
talking about racing, credit to Geelong Racing Club. That surf coat, that... Coast race day.
It was good.
Oh, how good was it?
It was. Do you know what? It was disappointing for them. They don't seem to be able to win, do they? But it was such a nice day that some people probably went to the beach because the summer had been pretty crap.
It was probably 2 degrees too warm.
It was the first day where it was actually really good beach day. Would have been nice if it was 22 and fine.
But the racing was good.
It was. It was a really good day and they did a lot of stuff to in and around the racing. Credit to them. I just thought the irony, usually like Geelong Cup was absolutely horrific, the weather.
Yeah.
And then this meeting, the weather was perfect, but it probably would have, it was too good.
Yep.
Would have been nice to speak. Anyway, they did put on a good show.
And the fact that they had the Blue Diamond qualifier.
Yeah.
Win and you're a bunch of first starters.
Yeah.
And the roar that went up from Nathan Bennett's mob.
They were.
That was like listening to a roar of an owner's group.
That was like when... Yeah.
Yeah. You winning the Blank Cup with London Fog.
The great fog. He lost an eye. How was the fog? Well, he was a police officer. He lost an eye.
Oh, what
in a paddock accident. Oh. Had to take his eye out. So he had to be taken out of the force.
Decommissioned.
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
So it's a bit
disappointing. Still resting somewhere?
Yeah, the girl who rides him, the police woman who rides him, who's English, she took him.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, good. Do you know anything about the team we don't? Is the question.
Anything about the team?
Yeah.
As in not football?
Any new, yes. Do you know? Yeah. Not the Bengals.
No.
Oh, gee.
Not really. Nothing that's going to blow your hair back.
No.
Tom Hawkins can't keep beer cold.
We need that already. Is there anyone down the Cat is actually surprising a few?
Well, there's always players surprising you. You mentioned a few there, Kingy. Mm. I'm sure... You know, Ollie Henry's going to go to another level, but that's sort of expected.
Yeah.
You're not there enough to know whether there's anybody who's jumped from zero into a potential senior player across the summer. We're not privy to all that, and that'll unfold, obviously, in these next two games they play against Carlton and Essendon.
Is there any contract news on any players? No, just that Geelong have got a lot of players at the back end of their careers. There'll be a lot of decisions made on players who's out of, Stanley, Tui, Rowan, Dangerfield, Duncan, off the top of the head, Hawkins. There's six that are back into the career and in the last year of a deal or on a one-year deal. So they'll have some decisions to make. Andrew Mackey, I'm not sure.
Speak to the media, Mac?
Does he ever?
Yeah, not often. How come we've never had him on K-Rock?
Well, he was he was sort of the list manager.
Do you think we'll get him on this year?
We will, because he's footy boss this year.
Oh, so we'll be able to get him on a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah, he'll be on a bit.
Because I'm not sure he'd want to come on.
He's new Simon Lloyd. Are you boys as upbeat on how we can perform as I and a few are? Do you think we can win the flag, the smallest chance possible? Do you think we'll finish top four? I don't think they're winning a flag.
Well, we said that in 2022 and they did. I'd say odds against winning a premiership. No. If everybody stays fit and healthy, which is probably not going to happen, but if a majority of your players and a majority of your key players stay fit and healthy, I think it would be a very disappointing season to miss finals. I would have thought that they could be pushing for top four, somewhere between... Look, depending on what happens, anywhere between fourth and tenth wouldn't surprise me.
Ollie Dempsey, VFL Team of the Year and no puff piece over the summer. Do you think he can squeeze into the team?
Yeah, I think he'll get it. I think they'll give him a crack, and he's probably the sort of player you do need to continue to sort of see where he's at. Just the only question there is, where does he get a game? He's not suited to playing midfield. He's too light. He's not going to get a game over Close. He's not going to get a game over Myers. He's not going to get a game over Stengel and Gary Rowan at this stage. So he's not, unless there's injuries there, or Ollie Henry, there's five of them, he's not getting a game ahead of as a smaller forward or mid-sized forward. I'd love to see Holmes play on the wing. I think he could be such an impact player running up and down the ground as a wingman. So I don't think he's getting a game above him. Is there a possibility of getting a game on the other wing now that Isaac Smith's not there? Possibly. That's probably his only hope. But I'd say it's odds against him getting... I'd be staggered.
Or is that Nevitt's spot to take?
Well, I'd prefer... I think Nevitt is better suited to that role. So
Nevitt's really... Dempsey's not bad overhead.
Well, Dempsey's a bit more aerial. Acrobatic and a bit more exciting. Yeah. I think... Nevitt's got the ability to go forward and just beat someone one-on-one, take a good strong mark. I don't know that Dempsey can fly from four deep and take a specky, but I don't know that he's just sort of out-bodying a bloke one-on-one.
Yep. So Cats, Carlton, Thursday the 22nd, 11:30, carrockfootball.live. Might be you and I, Benny. We'll talk about that. And then Friday, March 1 from 4 o'clock, you, me, Neildy and Jace bringing you the practice match against Essendon or Community Series game.
Looking forward to that.
I reckon what we might do is be back after that and do a little bit of a season preview.
Yeah. After we've seen a little bit of live action,
absolutely.
We'll have a bit more of a handle on it, Kingy.
Absolutely. Thanks to
as long as we don't see any Clarks of the course on the way up there.
Thanks to Kurz Hire.
Yeah, big Jared. Big Jace.
You got it. No, Jared that's right the first time. We'll see you at Carlton.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Kurz Hire, local for 40 years.